moment we've all been waiting for. It's the season finale, so stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Or the soap.
Another runner in the night. This is in honor of Josh, who just got blinded by soap.
Blinded by Johnny Banana's butt.
I think everybody got blinded by that one.
That was a white butt.
Johnny, you need a tan, dude.
Yeah. There's some boxers.
Well, welcome to the season finale here at AfterBuzz TV for the Challenge Champs versus Stars. I'm your host, Pauline Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _ Pauline Aguilar and on Instagram at Pauline Aguilar. Please welcome my lovely co-hosts.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We know it's the moment you've all been waiting for with us, the end of this. I'm Pam Gross. You can find me all across social media at Pamela Gross Jill. Thank you.
Champs for Stars is over, the shortest, longest season of the challenge. Thank you guys for joining us this entire time. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_ Bussier.
Doing my own guitar solo here. Okay. I know. I keep dancing this song. All right. Let's get into it. So this final challenge was basically an obstacle course. I think I can say it was pretty boring. Everybody here at the panel thinks it was pretty boring. No,
it picked up. The first two challenges or obstacles were kind of losing me. But then when we got to, I hate to say this, but hashtag hard AF. Is that what it was called? There was a hashtag in there. I mean, who came up with these names? I think one of the executive producers asked his like 14-year-old daughter and his friends to like brainstorm stuff when they were at Starbucks one time. They were like, hard AF. That's what we're going to name this one. That one was good. And by the end of Power Tower, of everything coming together with getting the keys out of the sand, I mean, it picked up a little bit. But yes, there were times that I was bored.
I agreed. Overall, it was in keeping with the tone of the rest of the season, which my thoughts 100% were that someone was like, yo, to their 11-year-old, name five backyard games you'd want to do at your birthday.
Yes,
don't
seriously.
Be afraid to be risky. Like, don't trip.
You're 12 this year. Right. We'll have a backyard blowout. What games you want to play?
Exactly. Like, yo, Petey, what you want to do? Come on, daddy's
balance
got a deadline.
Beam. I want to do a balance beam challenge where you can't touch the lava. You can't touch the ground.
Exactly. And he's like, great, don't trip. Next. And he's like, knocking people down with a thing. Hard AF. You said it, Petey. How about the next one? Like, bumper, pin the tail, face race, right
face
on,
race.
Petey.
Got it.
What else? Like, slip inside, sly ball. We
sly
got
ball.
It.
Besides the names, I mean, compared to the challenge, which we all love, I mean, they film in LA. They've got rules. They've got restrictions. So they can't really go outside the box and say the actual challenge, which we love. You know, jumping off of cliffs and stuff like
it
that.
It knows absolutely. What it is. It knows it's not a full-blown season of the challenge like a Vendettas where people have these rivalries or hate each other, exes. They've done each other wrong in the past. They know this is for charity. So it's obviously a lighter season.
Okay.
But having even that, with that, they roll right on in. There is no pomp and circumstance. Like, the cliffhanger last week was
a coin toss.
The flip.
Yeah, speak of the flip. Yeah. I mean, we did talk about it last week on who they were going to choose, and we were right, Justine and CT. Everybody kind of said CT. But, I mean, you also said it, Jenna. Like, I would be pissed if my name was called based off of a coin flip. Like, the stars had no strategy whatsoever. Like, they're not, I feel like they don't have any common sense.
I feel like it's so insulting to you as an athlete and a competitor and your charity. I think it was Wes that said it on the show that you're deciding money going to a certain charity off of a coin flip. And also, if that's how you're going to do it, okay, we got it. We saw it last episode. I probably wouldn't say it out loud at deliberation. I would not actively be like, oh, hey, so we picked you based off a coin toss.
But
like,
you don't think that they saw?
I'd probably keep that my little secret.
You don't think that they saw, though? Because if you guys are doing a coin flip,
they all seem
and you're
shocked.
Down the side of the wall by the pool, and you're deciding, I'm over here going to read your face. I'm reading your language. I'm trying to see who's fighting or what you're trying to say. And I'm trying to read body language. So I would have caught that.
I mean, they all seem surprised by it, though. They all seemed.
And they're all okay with it.
That's giving them a lot more strategic credit than I think that they've earned. This really tracks with the way that they've strategized and game played. So it didn't surprise me at all. I did enjoy Kim this episode was, I think, the most she said. Yes, and the most gracious she was.
Word count for Kim, check in this episode.
Literally. And she actually seemed gracious and personable and charming and engaging. And I wanted more of her, which not an iota of until this episode.
All of that with 15 to 20 words, too. Imagine if we had seen more of her this entire season.
I think
season.
She was happy to get out, too. I think she was like, well, I feel really bad and I wish my charity would win. But I'm,
yeah, but team,
you guys
I'm
did what
here.
You have to do. Yeah. She seemed really peppy for the first time.
Matt, on the other hand, was really pissed. I don't blame him either. But the thing is, I thought he was mad about the coin flip, but I think he should have been picked.
I didn't like Matt's argument that it was an emotional decision. I think it was actually kind of a game strategic decision because they were choosing somebody, a teammate, based off their character. And he kind of was shady and was a little wish-washy about the
Michelle
alliance.
Michelle was emotional.
I don't think it was an emotional decision. I think she was saying, hey, I don't want to run a final with you because I don't trust you because you backed out on your word.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You
got feelings.
Well, I mean, that's not really like... Sure, Matt's like, this is so emotional and so stupid and so, you know, you shouldn't have taken that route. Now you're going to lose. I don't think it was that emotional. I think it was smart of her to say, I want somebody who I trust, who I want to work with in a team.
So, okay, so say you had to choose between Banana and, God, I don't know, give me an example.
Ryan. Zach, like two people that we don't love but that are good.
I would pick Bananas because I've seen how Zach interacts with other females, especially but like people also, close to him, like an ex or a friend.
But he also lied to people. He's also... But I'm lost people's trust, so how are
just
you going to apply
that final?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why can't Michelle put that aside and trust Matt for that?
Because Matt is not... I don't think, in addition to...
I think he would have been... From the challenges that we saw... He would have contributed a little bit more than Justina.
Maybe. In addition to...
positive.
In addition to... Well, I feel like Matt was never a contender just because at this point in the game, emotions aside, and I do think if Matt was Josh and it was... If we were Michelle and Justina and we had to pick a third, I don't care for Josh. I would put aside and bring him in because you want a guy and he wants strength. At this point, I don't think Matt was going to be this big winning force. Also, we knew really clearly Josh was allied with Kim and Michelle was allied with Justina. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a factor.
On her sheet of paper or in her mind. So the fact that he's blaming it at all on it being an emotional decision really isn't. Like, that's his scapegoat to it. That's not really why.
Nor is he
like,
so outstanding that they would need to pull him in because let's put our emotions aside and win. I think Matt is... It's not like he was winning things for them.
I
he
probably
might have been.
Would have gone with Matt.
Really? He might have been at that point.
He can carry more boards. He probably could have thrown
Justina?
Those balls.
He's not really
Yeah,
that
he's
big.
Not strong. He
well, man's strength, I mean, it's still going to be stronger than mine, I think. I don't know. I mean, I can't carry three boards, but, or I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying I think he could have contributed a little bit
when
more.
He does can do whatever.
I know, I understand.
Oh my God, that argument.
I mean, realistic. Like...
On that, and acknowledging that, yes, men intrinsically have more upper body strength.
Biologically, yes.
He is he's got a crappy attitude. He seems like a baby and a brat, and I feel like he'd be like, stop telling me what to do.
I can agree with that.
If you look at the games that were played, I think the only one he really would have done well at was the one where Justina fell off first, which was hard AF because we saw him go against Corey at the balancing game where they had to balance on the
and throw.
Jumbo fidget spinner. Let's not forget all the life-size things we had this season, foosballs and fidget spinners. But he kicked Corey's ass at that challenge because his balance was so impeccable.
Yeah.
That's the first word that came to my mind. I don't know if I would say impeccable. That's a little aggressive. But that would have been probably his big game in this final. Everything else was really even.
Potentially.
Maybe
also,
slide ball?
Lest we
know.
Not forget T.O.'s only moment in the sun was throwing balls at Corey. For what I know about T.O., he's probably good at throwing balls. I mean, I'm not his biggest fan.
Well, he was
fan,
a receiver. He was good at receiving balls.
You probably need to be.
Yeah, you really messed up.
It's the whole show, guys.
Juliet, if we could get our live chat up, that'd be lovely to see what they think about T.O.'s
additionally
balls.
With T.O. receiving
the
balls.
Receiving of the balls.
I gotta say, I thought like KY help on the way was a joke that they were making. And then I was like, oh, that's not a joke. So again, we can definitively state that T.O. didn't talk about his charity a lot.
No.
Because I would have definitely laughed at K.O. help is on the way. Or Oak, something, it sounded dirty. I don't know why.
One thing about Zach pleading his case saying that he should have been picked.
Right. Okay. Can we talk about Zach saying he's more athletic than CT? That laugh says it all. I get his point. Like, he is very athletically inclined. He has a great build. I feel like he's probably better at lifting weights than CT, but to say that you're a better athlete at the challenge than CT is a really bold statement.
I think he can say, I look like a better athlete than CT, but when it comes down to actual performance, I don't even think he can lift more. Remember in Rock Challenge when CT was like carrying 30 boulders per run in the last finale? I don't think Zach would have done that. He'd be like, muscles.
Yeah, CT, I think Zach's dad a baby. Bod, but dad strength. And sometimes like the blue collar dad strength is stronger than the guys that are in the gym. Exactly. Weights, you know? And everything CT has done in his entire like challenge tenure, he probably would have won 5 more challenges if he didn't punch somebody in the face and have to go home early before.
And even after punching and getting kicked out and his dad bod and whatever else he's doing, he slays. He's great.
I think if I was one of the champs, knowing that this final wasn't going to be like an endurance, let's run 3 miles, do this, run 2 miles, do this, I still probably would not have picked Zach based on what we've seen in the finals from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that whole attitude, crybaby, leave me alone, BS. I don't want to
hear that. I agree.
We've seen more from him being a better teammate, I think, in the last few seasons.
Well,
but
he's
clashed with people. He can really like go at somebody's personality.
Oh, I'm sure he got a lot of backlash on that from social media, too.
He's a little more chilled out. I will grant it. He's not rubbing me the wrong way this time. What I will say is that where CT and Bananas and Emily, those people, regardless of the money going to them, seem like they are like, I want to win. Zach, even though I think he wants to win, would be a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think he's got the drive. All three of those people.
He seems very whatever.
Yeah, I give them a lot of, you know, even as us watching, it was like, okay, you know, hard AF. Like, and did it. They really put 100% into each. I will give them credit. They really didn't cop out on any of this. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed with them for that. Like, these are three real champs and they weren't messing around about face race. They were really, they take it all seriously.
Like, how can you do that?
So good for them, because it would be really upsetting to watch a bunch of people that didn't care, like the stars team, and you can tell caring goes a long way. These people, for them, it's still, I'm a champ, this is my rep, this is what I do. The stars, it's like, they want to win. If they were really, if there was more on the line,
do you think they would change their attitude to more of like a champ's attitude, like say if they were come back for another season? Because now they have experience, now they understand the game, now they understand like what type of skills are needed and things like that. So do you think Josh come back and be like, all right, I worked
Josh,
out.
Josh,
all right, here we go. Well, in general, just any of them. Like Justina, like, okay, girl, like, I know how to play this game. I'm mentally, like, ready, you know, I'm going to trick people.
I think you definitely picked the right person. We said Josh. I feel like Josh was 100% competitive and into this the entire time. I think...
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, playing dirty and playing have more strategy.
I think if it wasn't for charity, yes. If they came back and they did a Vendettas or a Dirty 30, I think that they would definitely take it more seriously. I mean, charity definitely is enough of an incentive to raise money for something you care about and you're there, you want to perform well, but at the same time, it's different than like a cutthroat, dirty type game.
Yeah, I agree. At the same time, I think everyone's does this for different motivations. The champs, this is really what they do and what they're known for. Whereas with the stars, it's they want to get more people to watch Wildin' Out, or they want to get. So even if they came back, I think their motivation still isn't to like be a champ legend, which, you know, they might want to win. Josh, I think, for his own, you know, toxic masculinity would want to. No, I'm just kidding. But but the other people, their agendas are pushing other things. So I don't know that it would turn them into the way the champs view it.
Were you guys surprised at all, or kind of like not rooting for them when the stars finally won? They finally won. Like, could it have been long enough? Like, at this point, I was like, oh, okay, if they lose,
I feel like, if anything, it's only just a little bit embarrassing for the champs to even allow them to win one. And the fact that the stars almost won that first one, what was it called? Don't trip with the balance beam type thing.
Yeah.
They were in the lead and they still lost. It's like, it's just the competition was, you know, you could almost say pathetic from them the entire time.
I was impressed with their teamwork. Again, this episode was the best showing of everyone's personality and work as a team. Josh didn't seem horrible this episode. He tried to work with them. Michelle is adorable. Justina, you can see, really tries. They were all likable. So, sure, I'm happy that they had a win thrown in there. Again, with the whole theme of the show and the lack of explanation, this whole time they never set up that it was five or four things and then the fifth was the final that actually was going to determine it. Like, I had, so I was like, wait, is
it wasn't like a like, time difference.
We're basically, they filmed like a 12-hour day and do a 60-minute show, 45-minute show. So
it was probably in real time. I feel like this really was like, okay, next one, move. Like, oh, there's, yeah. This was pretty schlocky.
Well, I liked Slideball, not going to lie.
Slideball was great.
Not for Johnny Bananas' ass. Because, can I just say, like, I saw it the first time, and I was like, oh my gosh, did this really show on TV?
That almost,
and then
like,
they slowed it down and did it again. And I was like,
oh. That almost regained my interest. Not in like a, oh, I'm attracted by this type way, but it keeps you from falling asleep during the show.
Right.
I was like, this is hysterical. Like, because at first it seems like a slip up. Like, he doesn't realize that his butt is exposed. And then it just becomes a thing where he's almost doing it on purpose.
Oh, he was.
And well, then he was doing
from
it
from front
purpose.
To back. Like, at one point, it looked like he wasn't even wearing pants because the t-shirt was covering just the little bit of pants that he had on. Like, dude, wear your Spanx. CT's got the compression shorts on. Uh-huh. He, like, wanted, you know, he was feeling that soap. He was liking the way that was going down.
And I also, I just can't get around the logistics of how much material must have been in his butt. Because he had long shorts on.
I mean, Josh's eyeballs were stinging. Imagine what was going on with Bananas' waist down.
Yeah, they were, it was really kind of cute, actually, too. Bananas and CT had a moment.
I thought like, you were going to say his butt.
No, no, I liked all the camaraderie of the three of them. Yeah. It was really cute.
Slideball was the best.
Slideball was great. It was really
that was
cute.
The peak of the episode.
I have a question, though. I mean, poor Josh with his eyes, but why didn't they provide goggles in the very beginning of this challenge? I thought that
really
was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, was this like Johnson's non-tear soap that they were like?
Because you could argue, oh, he's being a baby, he's being a wussy.
No,
just soap,
but I burnt my eyes with hot sauce, okay? And
that
burns.
Probably
and
worse.
It burns.
That burns. I'm sure that's awful.
Yeah, it was awful. And it was not like just one time. So I can only. And I've done
what
soap.
Are you? Stop. They're
I
not
know,
eye
right?
drops,
I,
Paulina.
I know. that's what I'm cooking. No, but like, I can only imagine, like, soap. That's happened, too. So, it just looked terrible. His eyes were all puffy, and his eyes got all red.
Yeah.
I empathize. I hate, that is my, like, other than actual real
fear?
Pain. No, but when something, like, even if I have lotion in my eye or something, it's the worst thing. It really, I become a baby when something's in my eye. So, I feel bad for him at that. However, I was, surprised. I didn't see him do a thing during slipping ball. He didn't
ball.
Try. He wasn't playing forward.
Okay.
He wasn't taking
Michelle.
Michelle did everything.
Was in full blown UFC fighter mode.
She was awesome on CT's leg.
She had a busted lip right up front.
She had a tooth and a bloody lip.
No, I like her.
Love
grabbing
the heart.
The
in
she's
that
great.
Girl. She was hanging on to everybody's
Justina
leg.
Justina was
letting
trying.
Go.
Josh, I didn't see once. So, again, I will make fun of him just because, you know, he's Josh. yes, things in your eye suck, but didn't see him. And B, everyone else was, like, putting 20 times more into it, and they were okay.
He took one slide. He did one thing, and that injured him for the rest of the year.
That's where I'm like, well, it's not like you're doing, like, really getting in there, and everybody else is kind of...
It's like one of those injuries where you make fun of somebody else, but when it happens to you, you're like, okay, this is the worst pain ever. Like a paper cut, you're like, come on, put a bandaid on. Just
oh,
a paper
no.
cut. You get a paper cut, you're like, oh, take me to the hospital. Amputee my finger.
100% I would like admit that I will be that baby that's like, there's lotion in my... And like cry and shut down and not be able
take
to do anything.
To the ER.
But nonetheless, I was like, oh, Josh. It seemed very Josh.
It
like,
was another just Josh moment.
It seemed
right.
very Josh to be like, can't see you guys.
But then to be like, well, I'm not quitting. I'll never give up. Oh, our hero.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, it could have been another challenger who quit And that he would have gotten a lot of backlash for that, okay?
Well, so. This is my question about the whole thing. So then, you know, we watched these four backyard barbecue games.
Yep.
And then it's the Tower of Power. And if the Stars, spoiler alert, if the Stars had won, would they win the whole? Like, then they were like, now's the fifth thing. You have an advantage from this.
Nothing else counts.
Well, is that, that's sort of what they.
I really don't know.
If the Stars had won the Tower of Power, would they have won the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Then why do anything but the Tower?
Because then you get three keys removed.
Because then you get keys. Then it wouldn't be fun, though. It's a, I mean, I would rather see five dumb ones than, I don't know, would you rather see five dumb ones or one great one? This wasn't a great final.
Definitely five dumb ones. I do think they could have stacked it a little, like, you know, each win earns you X amount of dollars. Something where something it means
more.
Something.
Something more than a key.
Other than, you played real hard. None of it matters. Yeah. Here's makeup, build a tower. I mean,
they're
again,
trying to make it whatever. Fun.
I agree, poster. It was fine. You know, it was, again, like this. This is what it is. It's a spin-off. It's a lower stakes. It's lower budget. It's... less challenging.
Say, if any of us were going to do a challenge, we should probably start at the Champs vs. Stars level.
Definitely.
Of challenges.
Definitely.
Because here we are, like, talking crap.
No,
about
I want more. No. I'm on the next level. I'm ready to go.
But of the Stars, it's like, Justina.
Have you been training? You're ready?
I run. That's about it.
She's ready.
So I've got endurance.
Okay. You could have taken on any of those Stars in these kind of things.
Justina's really tall. Imagine
Michelle's
like, Michelle is probably stronger than me, but we're the same height. Ish. So
but
I feel like that'd be a better match.
A wrestler.
I think her legs are like
a karate.
Oh, yeah.
She's
stronger, but as I meant height. Okay.
Yeah, I think her muscle, not that you're not super jacked, but I feel like she's like one of those people that's probably shockingly strong.
Well, the reason I say that is because the hashtag hard AF challenge actually did look hard AF to me. Like having to jump over all of those beams that are circulating, that does look like a really hard challenge. And we've seen that in past challenges, but then with the throwing of the balls was made it a different variation.
Not only did we see that in past challenges, we saw that in this challenge. Yeah. We saw the same thing.
They just put together whatever they could in the high school football turf.
Yeah. Like one of the executive producers had their kids' fifth grade class.
Yeah.
It was like, you guys have a half an hour to make the best games you can with the stuff that's here.
They did a focus group and just watched what little kids do and be like, okay, let's try maybe adult this for a second.
They threw the AF on there and it got real tight.
I think it's safe to say that last season was a little bit more exciting than this season.
Because people cared.
Right. Well, yes. But we did like the drama of this season.
This was
fun. That's always fun. So I don't know if season three got renewed. I haven't heard anything. I'm pretty sure.
What would it be?
Versus.
Like another champs versus with celebrities.
Maybe champs versus like internationals. Maybe they'll bring people from, well, the Europeans from the Vendettas.
Champs versus Olympics. So I have Winter Olympics.
If there is a next season,
accents.
What celebrity or what like big name, whatever you want to call them, would you want to see come in?
Ooh. Really?
Athlete, singer, whatever. I mean, they're not going to. Yeah.
All right, I've got one. Okay. If we're getting to merge all these reality TV worlds, like we have Josh from The Bachelor. I mean, I watch The Bachelor is my other reality show. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were. Okay, we'll have to discuss that. So 1,000,000%, I would love an every guy on every Bachelorette. So that's when there's a girl suitor and all the people are men.
Mm-hmm.
They're all... trainers, like that's the job that every guy has. So I would love like champs versus trainers because that's sort of compatible. That's what these people really do.
So
only
like fitness coaches or
no, it could be any bachelor people, but since they're all fit, like that's a lot of what they do.
Okay.
It's like pretty people that don't have real jobs. So they're all trainers or...
social influencers.
So, right.
Yeah, media, like Instagram models.
Right. Media influencer / trainer or like wellness coach. Like that's the job titles when you watch these things. So
yeah, I do like that. Put their popcorn muscles to the test. Like, are you what you portray yourself to be on Instagram?
Right. I would like to have champs, like real ones versus...
trainers.
Yeah. Versus champs and tramps. Tramps, T-R-A-M-P-S.
I don't think they want to be called tramps, though. Like, would you sign up for a show if you're on the tramp side?
Sure. These pay. You're going on the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. You're a tramp.
What about you, Jenna? Who would you want to see?
Well, I can't think of exact names right now. I'm trying to think of an NFL player who's just recently retired. Because I really liked that they had Cam and Sean Merriman on last time.
Like ballers versus ballers.
And somebody who was like charismatic. Oh God, ballers. Should we have not LeVar Ball? He's not coming on from Big Baller Brand. But yeah, I really liked the past like high caliber athletes, like recognizable ones. Right. You know?
Like Riff Raff.
No, but see, all the recognizable athletes are actually playing or retired or have jobs. So we're not going to see that.
Somebody who recently retired. I mean, Derek Jeter, but he's also has such an image that I don't think
that... He's not going to go down to a reality TV show on MTV. That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's exactly what T.O. did not want to do.
But real athletes again. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Like, that definitely...
B-list athletes.
But I mean, even talented. Even if you're retired, don't athletes retire at, like, 30?
Depends on the sport.
So you can still be a really talented, active athlete. Like, I agree. And to our fans that are watching and to the chat roll... All kidding aside, like, we bust on it. But this one, it's funny. They're wilding out people. They're riffraff. It was a different world than when it was real professional athletes. I know, I can't an Olympic gold medalist.
It was funny. It made it interesting.
It made it fun. Yeah. But I don't want to trash it. But it's like, it's fun.
Gonna throw it out there. Maybe we could get Larry David. Maybe MTV could get Larry David to do one of these.
Like, just kidding. Right. No, but that's
I was just trying
funny.
To think of somebody who I love who is funny who would... miserable at these challenges.
But that's like champs versus comedians.
Oh,
but in comedians. Champs versus comedian. Well, that's,
I don't even think anybody would take that seriously. They'd be cracking jokes the whole time.
Well, the challenges would have to be adjusted for it wouldn't be sheer.
But I want
prowess.
Someone who's actually like gonna match them because I mean, overall this season they won every single thing and made it boring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
the challengers need challenges.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, maybe this is a fun idea then. Maybe like so you think you can beat the champs, almost like a so you think you can dance, but real people that send in that are like I'm an athlete. I do this.
But
I'm
don't
a college
narrow
athlete,
it down. And, don't narrow it down. Just think of like someone that you follow or
like Twitter
that you
trolls.
Just want to be on there. No.
I'm just saying trolls. Fans. Athlete fans that think that they could like that.
We are like Dumb
it.
And Dumber to Paulina right now. We're throwing out gold right now. This is MTV, Paulina. Twitter trolls, all these people that
and
come
no
at
picking up
the
what you're dropping down, okay?
They get it. They understand.
Who would you bring anybody from this season or last season? Because we obviously saw on the new Vendettas that they're bringing in UK reality stars.
Jersey Shore, yeah.
Which I don't know if I'm a fan of. But would you bring anybody from these two seasons onto the challenge if they were open to it?
Oh.
Justina's my girl. Love her. Like she also threw out that she was from Jersey tonight. What's up, girl?
She has
but
a Long Island accent,
I do
though.
Have to tell you, I think that people do ride bikes in Jersey. I've seen it a few times. I had one when I was little. Maybe not. I get it with the bike locks because it's not like New York or a city where you really like go in places and locking up your bike 24/7. But yeah, people definitely ride bikes.
I also am from New Jersey. I also rode my bike. Also, she has like a 100% Long Island accent. So maybe she lives on the cusp or something.
Too. I would like Justina riffraff. Riffraff is a go-to.
Would you rather see those people versus, say, other reality shows like the Big Brother people? Or like the rumored Teen Mom?
Well, I always want the challenge OGs. Like, I always want people from the challenge. And now even Are You the One people I embrace because I honestly do because they've brought some really good personalities to this show.
Good
and even
ones.
Athletic people, like a lot of the people on that show are fit and are athletes because they want to look good, find their perfect match and all that. So they honestly bring a lot to the table.
Or another, when they had to bring in fresh blood, someone...
Fresh meat. I
fresh
love
meat,
that.
Well,
just
fresh
a random
meat,
person.
Or though, when it was the relationship, the family members or something.
The bloodlines
because
good,
that brought in, and at least you care.
A
there's
story.
Some dynamic there
stories.
That you're already engaged in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that might be another
I wouldn't
option.
Mind seeing these people again because
also,
then they would have to be in alliance with the champs. Now
we need to bring back Lolo Jones from Pros if we were going to bring back a pro because her hot-headedness imagine with like a Cara Maria, like somebody else who's a top girl a top girl dog.
I don't know if like I'd be intimidated if like a big class athlete came in and I'd be like do I want to mess with you?
Right.
Like, especially I don't, her. Like, hi, nice to meet you, but wait, I don't know how I'd be.
Her who has, like, the clap back to match it, too. Her athleticism. Yay.
And who was the really fun British woman that was on that?
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah, I'd love Louise. To see her. Louise.
Oh, Louise.
Yes, bring Louise back.
And don't forget, guys, to tweet us and let you know who you would like to see over on the show. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, I want to thank you guys again for, you know, messaging us of the news that you guys find, because we all bring it back here to the show. But is there anything else that we've missed this season? Probably not, because it was kind of boring.
I'm not sad to say goodbye to this one.
Well, we've already said hello to the new season, so...
But we are sad to say goodbye to Paulina, who is not joining us on the Vendetta show.
No, I am taking a break from AfterBuzz, focusing on work, so I will not be on Vendettas. But I will be watching... So if you guys want me, I'm more than happy to call in from time to time.
That would be great.
I still go home and watch the show, so you guys can still tweet me and things like that. It's been fun. I mean, I love the show. This is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I can come back and or maybe they can just draft us to be on the show, because I would love to compete against these
Paulina's
guys.
Focusing on work.
Right,
AKA
focusing on work.
Training an audition tape challenge.
Right? Shoot, I wish. Give me a producer over here. Hello, MTV.
I'm focusing on working out so I can be on the challenge.
Yeah. Shoot, I
wish. She's got a little bike under the table right now. getting in shape.
Oh, man. But besides that, I think that's it, right?
That's it. That's the wrap.
That's all right. Well, you don't get to say... Well, you have to say bye to me, but you don't get to say bye to these ladies as they will
You're
be back.
One of us.
I know, right? As they will be back here at 10 o'clock Pacific time. So don't go away. And Jenna, where can everybody find you?
I'm on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. Thank you guys for being with us for Champs for Stars, and now very excited for Vendettas.
Yeah, thank you all for sticking with us through this somewhat grueling season of Champ for Stars. It was fun. We laughed. We cried. We slipped. We slided. My name is Pamela Gross. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. And we do love hearing your thoughts, so thank you.
And you guys can continue to follow me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at PaulinaMAguilar to see what more I'm up to. So we'll see you guys back here at 10 o'clock.
Oh, you got some love in there. We got a...
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.